I think we can start with the ceremony. And as the president of EASA, it's my pleasure to chair this session and to, first of all, welcome you all to Paris. And as you know, this is a very special meeting, as we have reason to celebrate. It's the 25th conference of the European Association for South Asian Studies. Of modern South Asian studies, but we have opened up since 2010 to South Asian studies in general. But these conferences, as you all know, have been held regularly without interruption since 1968. And counting from 1970, it's now the 25th conference. So actually we also have the 50th anniversary of the initial meeting, which was held in Cambridge. So it's also the third conference, which is held in France, and the first one was in Sèvres, which is not far from here, but it was not in Paris, and the second one in 1994 was in Toulouse, in the south of France. So it's the first time now we have this conference here, right in the center of France, of Paris, sorry. Which is the center of France as well, in many ways. I think I will first thank the organizers. I'm very pleased that Ines Supanov has acted as convener and made it possible that we are here in Paris at this prestigious institute. At the Centre d'études de l'Asie and de l'Inde et Asie du Sud, CEAS. I think it was a very difficult task this time to organize the conference because actually we have a rising number of participants, and I think that's a point Ines will come back to. But I think it's, in a way it's a very good development to have a rising number of members and also a rising number of participants. But also I should also mention that it also has created some organizational problems. I will not say much more. I think it has developed well over the years, and especially if we think of the initial meetings where there was only a handful of scholars. Actually, I read a report where there was a certain complaint that in the very early meetings there was a kind of preference, strong focus on history, and only later on it opened up also to include anthropology, sociology, and other sciences. So I think now, after these 50 years, we have come to a point where we are really very comprehensive in terms of disciplines and in terms of scholars, also in terms of countries participating. I will not say much more because we have a little program. And first of all, I want to welcome Madame Anne-Sophie Godfrey-Genin. She is the deputy mayor from the mayor of the 6th arrondissement here in Paris, and I would invite her to speak a few words to us.
So as I am here a city official, I will speak in French. So je suis particulièrement heureuse aujourd'hui d'accueillir les chercheurs et chercheuses, les professeurs, les maîtres et maîtresses de conférences, les docteurs d'un très grand nombre de pays qui sont venus participer à la 25e conférence européenne portant sur les études de l'Asie du Sud. C'est une conférence qui est organisée par le Centre d'études de l'Inde et l'Asie du Sud, un département de l'École des hautes études en sciences sociales et du CNRS. Jean-Pierre Lecoq, le maire de cet arrondissement, et moi-même sommes conscients de l'importance de cette conférence internationale qui se tient tous les deux ans depuis 1968 et qui constitue une opportunité essentielle pour les spécialistes de cette région d'échanger, de partager leurs recherches et d'évoquer les sujets qui sont spécifiques à cette région du monde. Tous les pays européens sont représentés aujourd'hui et sans doute aussi d'autres pays extra-européens. Dans ce cycle de conférences qui accueille de nombreux chercheurs venant de tous les continents, la 24e édition avait eu lieu à Varsovie en 2016 et nous sommes très heureux que ce soit Paris qui accueille en 2018. Sachez que nous sommes particulièrement honorés d'être au milieu de vous. Le 6e arrondissement appartient au quartier latin. C'est le quartier de l'intelligence, de la culture, de la recherche, qui intègre de grandes universités, comme Paris 2 à Sas, comme Paris Descartes, qui est spécialisé dans les sciences médicales, comme Paris Sorbonne, qui vient de fusionner à nouveau, nous avons à nouveau les lettres et sciences humaines, les sciences et les sciences médicales qui sont réunies en une seule université, et bien évidemment de nombreuses grandes écoles, dont l'École des hautes études en sciences sociales. Le 6e arrondissement est également riche de ses spécialistes. Ils appartiennent au monde universitaire, au monde de l'édition, aux facultés catholiques ou aux congrégations. Nous vous souhaitons donc des travaux féconds et nous sommes persuadés que cette conférence tiendra toutes les promesses que vous mettez en elle. So I finish with a few words in English. I wish you a very fruitful conference as a deputy mayor of this district and also as a colleague, as I am myself associate professor in philosophy, in addition to my duties as mayor, as deputy mayor of this district. So have a very fruitful conference and welcome in the 6th arrondissement.
Thank you very much. The next speaker is Mr. François-Joseph Rougiou. Rougiou, I hope I pronounce your name correctly.
Yeah. Quite.
Yeah. Okay, who is the director of the Institute of Humanities and Social Sciences of the CNRS.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. President. So, dear colleagues, it's really a great honor for me as the director of the Institute for Humanities and Social Sciences of the French National Center for Scientific Research to welcome you in Paris for the 25th European Conference on South Asia Studies. As many of you already know, the CNRS is a research institution under the supervision of the French Ministry of Higher Education and Research, whose main mission is generating knowledge for the benefit of society. The CNRS is divided in 10 institutes, and one of them is devoted to all the disciplines of the humanities and social sciences, from archaeology to political sciences, going through history, philosophy, anthropology, legal studies, sociology, geography, economy, and many more. Around 3,000 researchers, engineers, and technicians directly work for the CNRS in the 300 joint laboratories we are running with universities and research institutions like the École des hautes études en sciences sociales, which is today our host. Promoting the internationalization of French humanities and social sciences is one of our chief purposes, and I cannot emphasize too much how this type of event corresponds to what the CNRS encouraged to do for developing scientific collaboration between countries. Some years ago, big events in humanity and social sciences like this one, gathering several hundreds of academics from around the world, scheduling tens of panels, were rather uncommon, rather rare in France. They are by now more frequent, and this is very good thing, because they are central for the dynamics of our theme and fields. For launching partnership and for creating projects together, we must first get to know each other and to establish a mutual scientific understanding between partners. On the panels which open this afternoon, and I understand there are 56 of them, 16 more than in Warsaw, these panels will exactly play this role. We know that it is a considerable task for the organizer to match colleagues and theme and to assume all the logistics of such a big event. And we owe them all gratitude, especially to our colleague of the Centre d'études and Asie du Sud, and to Ignace Zupanov. Opening this conference is all the more important for me that the tradition of Asian studies has a long history in France that goes back to the Enlightenment. This is a well-established academic field, and I am proud to say that the CNRS plays a prominent role in the preservation and the development of research carried out in this field. Area studies are one of our two priorities, and the CNRS recruits every year several specialists on Asia, as well on the Americas or Africa. Besides its joint laboratory in France, the CNRS also manages a collaborative network, GIS Asie, whose director is here, and three research units based in India and in Thailand, in partnership with the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs. These units abroad develop research programs, shelters, library, and archive, and provide facilities for the mobility of researchers. And I am sure that you are in touch with some of them. So I have no doubt that your meeting in the delightful and quite hot city of Paris in July will be an happy one, especially thanks to the hospitality and the invaluable involvement in your field of the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales. So, on behalf of Antoine Petit, the President Director General, the CEO of the CNRS, I am very happy to wish you a very pleasant conference.
Thank you very much for your kind words. The next, I would like to invite Mr. Victor Demiot, President's Chief of Staff of the School of Advanced Studies in the Social Sciences, the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales.
Thank you. President Prochasson's schedule couldn't give him the ability to be present for your conference and for this opening ceremony, so he has asked me to pronounce this short welcome address. On behalf of the community of scholars who compose our institution, I am very pleased and honored to welcome you in the name of the EHESS, which hosts this 25th European Conference on South Asian Studies, organized by the CIAS. Some of you may already know our institution, and it will be also the first time we host some of the other colleagues who came from all the parts of the world to share with the organizers the brilliant and vibrant discussions which will take place here in Paris during the next few days. I hope you will enjoy the place, the atmosphere, and the quality of the debates. As president of the EHESS, I cannot but express my satisfaction to see the richness and diversity of topics to be tackled in this conference, from gender to rural history, from history of sciences to sociology of religious practices or visual anthropology, to mention only one of them. In representing the entire range of social sciences, this conference finds in our institution the best of the host institutions, there is no doubt. I want to welcome and thank the European Association for South Asian Studies, as it is its major aim to support and strengthen European research and Europe as a part of the world where the debate of ideas and scientific conversations are always welcome and where the international collaborations always supported. We believe here that in a time of political uncertainties, any opportunity to reinforce cultural links between Europeans and between Europe and the world is welcome. After Manchester, Bonn, Zurich, Lisbon, and Warsaw, it's now the time for Paris to host the meeting. Let me take the opportunity of this opening ceremony to wish a happy birthday to the European Association for South Asian Studies for its 25th conference. I wish the best to the association for its future and the future of European studies in South Asia studies. The organizations of such a big event wouldn't be possible without a small group of people who wanted it. These people are in the CIAS. I want to congratulate and to warmly thank our colleagues of the CIAS who have been willing and carrying on this world event, which is already a successful event, as demonstrated by the number of sessions, 56, and of participants, more than 500. Without the entire commitment of the direction of the CIAS, its current team of directors, Marie Fourcade, Katerina Guenzi, Corinne Lefebvre, and Ines Dupanov, and its administrative staff, Nazia Atia, Nadia Gergaj, and Francie Krebs. This wouldn't have been possible. On behalf of the Ecole and of all of you, I would like to extend my congratulations to them, and in particular to Ines Dupanov, as she represents France and the advisory board of EASAS. In the Ecole, the direction of the communication, the direction of the buildings, all the colleagues in the administration who have collaborated to the success of the event deserve also our gratitude. By organizing this conference, the CIAS once again illustrate a strong scientific tradition, and above all, they contribute to renew it. It is well known that the EHSS has been at the origin of the development of what was called area studies in the French academic field. Starting from the 1950s, many area-focused research centers have been created under the influence of Fernand Braudel and Denis Lombard. The CIAS, founded by Louis Dumont, is undoubtedly one of the most important. It has been continuously playing a decisive role to develop the area studies. That is an approach in which the regional perspective is never to be cut off from an interdisciplinary outlook. The program of this conference is also a good reminder that area studies, today more than ever, do not mean studying regional areas by isolating them from one another. From the beginning, comparative approaches and then histoire croisée and connected history have been part of the toolbox of area studies. They are part of the very intellectual project on which the School of Advanced Studies for Social Sciences, the EHSS, has been built. More recently, the growing field of the global history has benefited from their constant willingness to challenge the too well-established geographical and, above all, national frontiers, therefore proving an intact ability to fuel scientific innovation. It is not the place here to develop the history of the highly vivid contribution of South Asian studies and the CIAS in the reframing and reframing again social sciences. But EHSS has been and is one among the world institutions who has sustained the intellectual work about South Asia in the world. May this 25th European Conference on South Asian Studies be a renewed occasion to draw on these scientific and institutional traditions. I wish you, dear colleagues and friends, excellent work. Have a good conference.
Thank you very much for these kind words. Yeah, I think it's very important to stress this aspect of the area studies, because area studies have come under quite a lot of attack in recent years for various and good reasons, but I think this conference shows the strength which area studies still have, especially in South Asian context. So the next speaker in line is finally Ines Subanov, the convener, who made all this possible with her excellent team. And
thank you so much. on behalf of the steering and organizing committee and the Center for South Asian Studies in Paris, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you to this Jubilee 25th European biannual conference marking half a century of European scholarship on South Asia in collaboration with scholars from all over the world. Now, the past, I will call it excess, conferences and the present one were and continue to be the most important, very important platform for the intellectual, transnational, transcontinental, transdisciplinary, in particular, exchanges. Since you will have plenty of time in the next 3 days to enjoy the conference papers, discussions, and intellectual sociability, which I'm sure will stimulate further research and advance knowledge and understanding of South Asia, I would like to take a minute of your time to introduce you to the names and faces, at least some of those, who corresponded with you and will continue to do so during and after the conferences. These are the people who worked very hard in the background for the past 2 years to make this happen. Amel Generoso, you must know her by now, Nazia Atia, Nadia Gergage, Marielle Morin, Francis Krebs, Clement Pittore. Even behind these faces, there are a couple of teens actually working here in School of Advanced Studies, and I want to thank in particular the communications, logistics, audiovisual, and IT teams, and finally the security services in all these sites. We would also like to thank our sponsors, in particular the director of the Institute for Humanities and Social Sciences of the National Center for Scientific Research, the CNRS, François-Joseph Rougiou, and the president of the School of Advanced Studies in Social Sciences, Christophe Pochasson, who is not here but wonderfully represented. Without these two institutions' generous support, a small department such as ours, albeit the biggest area studies department in France specializing in South Asia, would not have been able to organize this kind of massive, huge event. So I thank you wholeheartedly. Now, allow me to bother you just a tiny bit with just a tiny bit of history, because it is quite instructive, and because I'm a historian. As you may by now know, or may not still know that well, this is the third time that the conference is taking place in France. The two earlier conferences had a slightly different name, as you mentioned, European Conference on Modern South Asian Studies. Now, the first one, which is also was also the sixth ECMSAS, took place in Sèvres near Paris in early July 1978. It was probably less hot as now. Organized by the scholars from our department, Marc Gaboriau and Alice Turner, our former director, Marc Gaboriau. The second took place in Toulouse, actually in the late August, early September, organized by the University of Toulouse Le Mirail in 1994. And this is ours is the third. Now, since the first two were pre-digital revolution events, it is really quite hard to find reliable quantitative information that I was looking for. But this is what we know. What we know is that what I want to do is briefly compare the 6th and the 25th conference, not to take too much time, in terms of numbers, gender, nationality on the basis of the available data. So as you can see, the 6th conference had 143 participants and the 25th, 575 on the paper. We'll see how many come and actually register. Now, while in 1978 there were only a dozen of women, I had to actually ask the colleagues who were those women. Yes, women are in majority for this conference, as you can clearly see. You may also be interested to know that the Academic Committee of the ECSAS selected 56 panels out of 240 proposed. It was really hard to know even how to select, because there were a lot of very good propositions and proposals. And then, we had to, in fact, the conveners of each panel had to select from, I'm putting 1,500 papers, but there were probably more. We just didn't count them properly. But we will have here, we have announced, the titles announced, we have about 550 papers. So all going into right direction, I think, big numbers, let's say. We also slightly changed the keynote routine. Instead of having one keynote lecture, now we have two lectures. One is Sumati Ramaswamy, a member of professor from the Duke at the Duke University, but she's also a former visiting scholar at the USS. And Christophe Jaffrelo, member of another department, CNRS department in Paris, but he's also our associate member of our department. So we thank them so much for accepting the invitation to give keynotes. And we are looking to their lectures. We also have, we invite you all, but I think you've seen it, to see and enjoy the exhibit of photography, Portrait Dravida, part of a research project and ongoing project by our member Zoe Headley, which is in the hall of the building where you did your registration. And please visit the room number 13, it sounds ominous, which is the book sales room, and it will be hot there, but there will be wonderful books to look at. Finally, let's stop talking about us and let's talk about you who are present here. In the 1978, most of the participants came from European universities or were European by origin. Now, in 2018, the most numerous participants come from India, and in fact, from New Delhi. At least in terms of residents, participants' residents. So these numbers speak eloquently, even at this very general level, about the changes in the configuration. Somebody should study all this, huh? Of our research field and our intellectual practices. And I think the changes are, as I said, again, going in the right direction. I hope so. Now, we are delighted that you were able to join us here in Paris. Coming, as you did, from far and near, some more jet-lagged than others, and we hope that you will have a productive intellectual time during your stay. And in the after hours of the conference, we invite you to discover Paris in any way you want it. And once again, welcome and enjoy your stay in Paris.